This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Folks, today's episode is going to be about post-separation abuse, post-separation reactive abuse, the abuse that happens after the relationship with the toxic person ends. Because once you leave a relationship with a narcissist, it typically is not just going to be, more chances than not, it's not going to be an amicable breakup. Because if you break up with a narcissist, understand the fact that rejection breeds obsession. It just does. Tony Robbins says that all the time, and that's one of my favorite quotes that I've heard him say. I don't know if he coined it, but that I love that quote, because when you deal with a narcissist, rejection breeds obsession. So if you have been in a long-term relationship with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, you've been dating them or whatever, if they're your parent, they're your child or whatever, your friend, your family member, your boss, rejection breeds obsession. So if you reject them at any means, under any circumstances, for whatever reason, they can cheat on you, they can fire you from a job, whatever. They can break up with you as a friendship, y'all no longer BFFs. Rejection breeds, you can break up with them. Y'all no longer BFFs because you decided to leave that friendship alone. Rejection breeds obsession. They're going to become obsessed with you. You know I talk a lot about, you know, the intimate relationships, because that's the easiest thing to talk about, y'all. I didn't have a narcissistic parent that I know of. My mom was not a narcissist. My dad, he was kind of, you know, he was in my life, but he was not like the dad you needed this person to be, this type of person. You know what I mean? So he wasn't around. So I'm not sure. He could have been a narcissist, but no, whatever. But I know, because the intimate relationships are easy to talk about, y'all. They're just easy. And the stuff that I say about intimate relationships, it can apply to other dynamics as well. You don't just, you know, remove girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, you know, non-binary couples and things like that, and put it as a, you know, just put it, your mom in that situation. But after relationship ends, like, if you discard a narcissist, they're going to come for you. They just are. They're like, very, very, very recently, this is a true story for one of my friends. I'm not going to say her name or anything like that. I actually know this person in real life. Very recently, she got in a relationship. She was in a super toxic, this most toxic, abusive relationship that she probably ever been in her life. So she discards this person, or he discards her, or something like that. But he decides to try to come back. She rejects him. She's like, no. He said, look, I'll marry you in a couple of days if you just cut off all your friends and family and just get off all the social media and pretty much just give me control of your life. Submit to me and be my slave, pretty much. She denied it. She refused. So he goes off on a tangent, flies somewhere, and fake marries somebody else. Fake marries somebody else. They post pictures of them being married just to antagonize her. So they break up, and guess what? He said he did that just to get on her nerves, because he got mad because she rejected him. Now, he's obsessed with her, blowing her phone up, saying the old, normal, stupid stuff. You're not going to fight for this relationship. You want to stay and fight? You want to fight for us? I only did that because you made me mad. Blah, 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 blah. You take that person back, y'all. That type of person probably just unalive you. They just take your life. You know what I mean? And I disconnect for stuff like that. My mental mind just doesn't work that way, y'all. When I see people going back in a dangerous situation like that, I just have to emotionally disconnect from them, because I just like, well, you kind of know what happens next in a situation like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, they become obsessed with you. And especially if there's kids involved and things like that, the post-separation abuse, they use the kids as leverage. They just do. Like, if you go into court and things like that, they'll bring the new supply to court. You know what I mean? They'll bring the new dude or the new girl to court and be in court just trying to antagonize you, hugging and kissing on that person. You know, just trying to make you mad, trying to get you to react. Because I tell this to people all the time, your reactions or your inability to react is one of your main powers against a narcissist. It just is. Because they want to get you on camera reacting. They want to get you in text messages reacting. They want to get you somehow, some way, shape, or form reacting so they can have some leverage over you. Sometimes to blackmail you. Sometimes to keep you on, to keep you on track. Hey, look, if you don't do what I would say you don't do, that time I got you screaming and crying and yelling and throwing stuff at me, I'm going to post it on Facebook for all your clients to see. I'm going to post it on Facebook for your boss to see. I'm going to post it on Facebook for your family to see. They're going to say and do stuff like that to torture you and to keep you stationary in their lives. That's just the way the narcissist mind works. Like, after the relationship is over, it doesn't get easier. You know, the step one is getting out of it. Going no contact, doing what you want to do, doing what you try to do, doing what you need to do, get over it. But they're going to come from all angles. Just this morning, I had a one-on-one. I do 5:30 a.m. one-on-ones for some reason. Don't ask me why. I just be getting up early. So I did a 5:30 a.m. one-on-one this morning. And this person post separates, look, discarded this person, look, discarded her ex-boyfriend or whatever. So guess what? Post separation abuse comes, post separation torture, post separation, you know, reaching out. He tries to blow her phone up, so she blocks him, doesn't respond to him or whatever. He gets his friend to reach out and makes the friend make her feel like a terrible person. Hey, you're a bad person for doing him like this. He said he didn't do any of that stuff you accused him of. You need to give him a second chance. You're a terrible person. He doesn't deserve this. You don't deserve him. Whatever pain you're feeling right now, you need to get over and get this person a second chance. So now you get other people involved. The smear campaign starts smearing you to the friends. That's how it goes. The post-separation abuse, the smear campaign is part of that. Posting your stuff online, posting how bad you cheated on them online, how bad you treated them online. It does. The smear campaign is a fierce, fierce campaign that gets launched. You mean the smear campaign gets launched and things like that, and they want to try to ruin your reputation because you broke up with them, because you left them alone after you put up with so much for years and years and years. You decided to leave them alone, and now guess what? You are a whore online. You've been cheating online. You've been cheating the whole time online. You've been holding their kids right from them the whole time online. Stuff like that. They'll get online and lie. I've seen this happen very, very recently. They'll get online and lie. A woman discarded her boyfriend online, and He gets online, so it's like, she keeping my kid from me, y'all. This ain't right. This ain't right. Y'all need to help me. It's always to be, you know, y'all think it's just women to go through this. Men go through this too. I need some help. Help this man. But people blindly get on online, and this is not right, man. We're going to help you out. What do we need to do? You start a GoFundMe, we're going to donate, we're going to help you get your daughter back. 2 weeks later, the ex, or the baby mama, whatever y'all want to call her, gets online. It's like, hey guys, for everybody who's on here blindly supporting this person, just to let you know, he got caught with bags of child SA stuff, and now he's in jail for, you know, doing a whole bunch of, you know, stuff against kids. So that's what y'all get for blindly supporting people trying to smear somebody online, not getting both sides of the story. You just believe stuff. That happens, y'all. People get online, so they try to smear you. And sometimes, in order to protect your reputation, you just need to be quiet. Let them talk, and then it blow up in their face typically. So a lot of times, you know, that's the way you fight the smear campaign. It's just silence. I mean, you can talk joking about me. People talk joking about me online like literally every day, y'all. They really do. I have actual people in my real life sending me videos of people that people make about me or talking about me. Just like, look, this video is about you. They didn't tag you on it, didn't mention my name, but it's definitely about you. The black guy with the dreads, a narcissist, whatever. He's easy on the eyes, but hard on the soul. He's a demon, and just blah, 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 blah. Y'all know how it go. But yeah, post-separation abuse is real, y'all. So it doesn't, like, get, you have to prepare for you. You have to prepare for battle after. Like, the first, it's a war. Separating from a narcissist, getting out of a narcissist, abusive relationship, toxic relationship, is a war. Step one of the war, the first battle, is fought. Would you breaking up with them or getting away from them, going no contact? That's the first part of the battle. The second part of the battle is fighting the smear campaign, fighting the Hoover. You know, you're fighting Hoovers, you're fighting smear campaigns, you're fighting, you mean, friends and family reaching out. You're fighting against all this stuff. Sorry, y'all, I'm like in the last stages. Like, today is my last day of quarantine from COVID, so I'll be out in the real world again tomorrow, y'all. But you're fighting against all that. Then the next battle, you're fighting against them saying, using the kids against you. You know, trying to take stuff away from you, take money away from you, steal from you, stalk you. You know, obsessing over you, moving on to the new supply and posting them online and stuff like that. Goodness gracious! I promise y'all, I'm not saying it's like I'm out here in this shed. If y'all can't see me on my podcast, but like I'm out here in the shed. Sorry. I need to drink some lemon water. last stages, y'all. Last stage. I feel a lot better today. I promise I do. But anyway, y'all, it's a battle, and when you the way you win the battle is you, sometimes you have to just stay silent. Don't react. Your best weapon, your nuclear weapon in this war, right here, is your silence. Is your inability to react. It seems like it's so simple. It's hard when they just trying to smear your name online. But the people who matter will know the truth. The people who really, really matter will know the truth and ask you about it and not just jump to conclusions and believe somebody else, believe terrible stuff about you. The people that know the truth will reach out to you and and understand you and things like that. So don't go out of your way to prove yourself to clear your reputation up with strangers that don't matter, because that's what they want. That's bait right there. They're fishing for reactions, and that's bait right there. Because if you, a lot of times, the way, you know, the best way to get the smear campaign to stop, the narcissist wants you to reach out to them and to ask them to stop. Hey, you want me to stop? All I'm asking is for you to have a conversation with me. That's all. I'm not asking for much. I'm literally just asking for a conversation. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe for more. I'm going to say a little bit more, but I'll be back tomorrow. Full strength, y'all. Today is my daughter's birthday anyway, so thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Like and subscribe. And my podcast is hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.